Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a ragga cut stretch for jungle and old school DNB rollers. What we're making here is not a polished vocal lead in the pop sense. We're turning a short ragga phrase into something much more like a rhythmic weapon. It's going to chop, stretch, pitch, and breathe with the breakbeat, so it feels like part of the groove instead of something just floating on top. In jungle and old school DNB, vocals often work like percussion and atmosphere at the same time. A strong vocal cut can fill the gaps between snare hits, give the track a signature hook, and add that proper sound system energy without overcrowding the mix. So the mindset here is simple. We're not building a long sentence, we're building a loopable phrase that can drive a drop, tension section, or switch up. First thing, choose a vocal that already has character. You want attitude, rhythm, and clear consonants. Short phrases usually work best. Think along the lines of a shout, a call, or a classic ragga-style phrase with a strong accent on one or two syllables. Something like selecta, rewind, run, or any vocal that already has a natural bounce to it. Drag that vocal onto an audio track in Ableton, then set your tempo to somewhere in the jungle range, usually around 170 to 174 BPM. For this kind of material, start by warping the clip so it's roughly in time, but don't obsess over perfection yet. If it's a longer vocal phrase, Complex Pro is usually a good starting point. If the sample is short and punchy, Beats Mode can keep the attack sharper. And if the formants start sounding too weird when you pitch it, ease back on those settings. You want character, not cartoon. Now here's an important teacher point. Think in phrases, not clips. The strength of this technique is in how the vocal breathes across 2, 4, or 8 bars. That's what makes it feel musical and useful in arrangement. Next, we slice it up. You can right-click and slice to a new MIDI track if you want more playable control, but for this lesson, manual slicing is often the fastest and most precise. Bullet the vocal around the strongest syllables, consonant hits, breathy tails, and any words that feel rhythmically useful. Aim for maybe 6 to 10 slices from a 1 or 2 bar phrase. Keep one slice as your anchor, meaning the word or syllable that comes back every few bars. That anchor gives the listener something to latch onto, even when the pattern gets more complex. Also, keep a little microspace before key drum hits. Even a tiny gap before the snare can make the next vocal stab feel way more intentional and a lot heavier. If you're slicing manually, shorten the fades just enough to avoid clicks, usually somewhere around 5 to 15 milliseconds depending on the material. If adjacent slices feel too abrupt, tiny crossfades can help smooth the joins without losing the chopped feel. Now let's build the actual cut stretch. Put the slices into a two-bar loop and start thinking like an MC riding a breakbeat. The vocal should answer the drums, not just sit over them. A solid starting idea is to place a main hit on beat 1, then add a shorter cut just before or after the snare on beat 2. In bar 2, maybe leave a little more space, then bring back a repeated syllable or an accent on the offbeat. The key is contrast. If the bass line is strong on beat 1, place the vocal on the offbeat. If the break has a busy snare fill, simplify the vocal there or remove it entirely. That call and response relationship is what gives old school DNB its lift. If you're triggering the slices from MIDI, use velocity to control groove. Harder hits can feel like accents, while softer hits can sit back like background chatter. That adds life without needing more notes. And don't be afraid to leave gaps. In this style, silence is part of the rhythm. If you want the sound to feel more stretched and torn, load the vocal slices into simpler on a MIDI track. Classic or one-shot mode can work well depending on how you want the notes to behave. You can transpose individual chops up or down a few semitones for contrast. Small shifts like -3, -5, or +2 semitones can make the phrase feel more varied and more classic. Keep the main phrase close to original pitch, then detune only the accents or the reply layers. And here's a great variation trick. Create a double-time reply layer. Duplicate the vocal and trigger tiny 1/16 or 1/32 bursts just at the ends of phrases. That gives you that frantic jungle flutter without cluttering the main line. You can also make one version slightly early and another slightly late, then alternate them every bar. That push-pull motion feels loose, human, and very sound system. Now let's process it properly. Treat the vocal like a drum element, not just a lead. Start with EQ8. High pass it somewhere, around 120 to 180 Hz so it stays out of the sub. Then check the upper mids. If it's stabbing too hard, ease off around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If it feels thin, a gentle lift somewhere around 900 Hz to 1.5 kHz can help bring back body and presence. After that, Add saturator. A little drive goes a long way here. Around 2 to 6 dB is often enough to add grime and density. Analog clip or soft curve usually works well if you want that pressed, dusting edge without flattening the life out of it. Then try drum bus lightly if the vocal needs more bite and weight. Keep it subtle, because too much can make the phrase feel overcooked. If the tail is getting messy, gate can help clean the pocket. And if you want a more lo-fi or crushed texture, a tiny bit of redux can be really effective, but use it carefully. Auto filter is your movement tool. Use a low-pass sweep for build-ups, or a band pass setting for that telephone-style radicut. A moderate resonance can give the phrase a nasal, focused edge. One really effective approach is to automate the cutoff over 8 or 16 bars so the vocal opens up during a build and closes back down as the drop lands. That gives the phrase motion without needing a new sample. A very practical D&B trick is to use echo on a return track. Keep the delay time around 1/8 or 1/8 dotted, then filter out the low end heavily. Send only selected vocal hits into it, especially at the end of phrases. That creates a dubwise throw that feels deep without washing out the whole arrangement. You can also duplicate a vocal hit, delay the copy by a 16th or an 1/8, and filter it darker. That gives you a little ghost response that sounds very old school and varied effective. For the stereo picture, keep the main vocal chop mostly mono or narrow, especially in the lower mids. Use utility if you need to pull the width in. Net your drums and subone the center, and let the vocal act as the rhythmic spice on top. Wider treatment is usually better for the texture layer, not the core phrase. Once the pattern works, resample it. This is where the sound really starts to feel like a proper jungle tool. Route the vocal to a new audio track set to resampling, print a pass, and then trim out the best bits. That printed version can be processed more aggressively. You can pitch it down for a darker undertone, hit it with more saturation, chop the tails into tiny ghost textures, or layer it quietly under the original. The original gives clarity, and the resampled layer gives history and grime. That combination is pure gold in darker D&B. Now listen to the whole thing in context with the break and bass. This is the part where a lot of people get it wrong. If the vocal is too busy, the bass should simplify. If the bass is doing a lot, the vocal should pull back. They should be in conversation, not fighting for space. Also, make sure the vocal isn't masking the snare crack around 2 to 5 kHz, and keep an eye on the low end so the sub stays clean. One more important check: listen at low volume. If the vocal rhythm still reads when it's quiet, the phrasing is strong enough. If it disappears completely, the pattern may be too complicated or not anchored enough. For arrangement, think in sections. A nice approach is to use the vocal cut stretch in bars 1 through 4, pull it out or thin it down in bars 5 and 6, then bring it back filtered in bars 7 and 8. That kind of density change keeps the roller moving. You can also save the busiest version for the last 4 bars of a section, so the energy keeps building instead of flattening out. And don't forget the classic mute gap. Even one beat of near silence before the vocal comes back can make the return hit much harder. That little pocket of space is often what makes the next phrase feel huge. If you want a darker variation, try a bandpass layer sweeping from around 400 Hz up to 2.5 kHz before the drop, or reverse a tail before a phrase return, so it sounds like the vocal is being sucked into the next section. You can even shift the pitch center between sections, keeping one part closer to the original key and then dropping the next phrase down a few semitones for a heavier answer. So the workflow is: pick a strong raga phrase, warp it to the tempo, slice it into musical pieces, build a two-bar call and response pattern, shape it with EQ, saturation, filtering, and subtle delay, then resample and refine. The goal is to make the vocal feel like it's riding the groove, not sitting above it. And if you want a quick practice challenge, set a timer for 15 minutes. Choose a 1 to 2 bar radio phrase, warp it to around 172 BPM, slice it into at least 6 pieces, build a 2-bar loop, high pass it around 150 Hz, add a bit of saturation, automate a filter sweep over 4 bars, then bounce it and make one darker resampled layer. Finally, test it over a break and bass line, mute it for 2 bars, and bring it back. That's a fast way to hear whether the phrase actually functions like a D&B rhythmic element. The big takeaway here is simple. A raga vocal cut stretch works when it feels alive inside the drums. Keep it short, keep it gritty, leave space for the break, and let the vocal answer the bass. Do that, and you've got that proper jungle and old school D&B energy locked in.